The majority of the Midwest will still see a little bit of a split personality this week, with the first week of the outlook bringing on shower and thunderstorm activity across many areas from the Dakotas and Minnesota into Michigan, probably reaching down into portions of Iowa and maybe even northern Illinois, northernmost Indiana, northern Ohio as well. This precipitation is going to come with a frontal system that will cut through the region as we get into the Sunday through Tuesday period. It's the same frontal system we talked about yesterday, and I still feel pretty strongly that it will produce some locally strong thunderstorms and maybe some heavy rainfall, but in general it's not likely to reach very far to the south, and so rainfall in the lower Midwest will be much more limited. We expect to see the rain totals across the north perhaps running anywhere from a half to 1.5 inches by the time we get to this time next week, with some localized greater amounts in a few pockets. The lower Midwest from Kansas into parts of the Ohio River Valley will probably not see much in the way of significant precipitation. Net drying will be the rule there, and we'll expect to see the result of that, an increase in some crop stress as time moves along. Now, topsoil moisture is still favorable. In fact, subsoil moisture is even better, I think, so there's not much potential here for any serious stress for crops across the region for a while. Yeah, a little bit of warmth in the afternoon might show up in some of the crop areas that are driest, but for the most part, the crops will continue to develop quite favorably. The second week of the outlook, it becomes the key to crops and their development potential, I think. There is some ridge development that's being advertised by some of the models for the end of next week and into the following weekend. If the ridge develops as advertised over the eastern portions of the Midwest, temperatures could get notably warmer, and that would accelerate drying rates and exasperate the drying tendency, raising stress levels in some of the lower eastern Midwest. I do not buy into the intensity of the ridge that the GFS model has created, and so if I'm correct that that model run is exaggerating the situation, then most likely we'll see crop conditions staying relatively good, even though there will still be some warmer bias conditions in that second week of the forecast. Rain totals across the lower Midwest in the second week of the forecast probably run 0.2 to 0.75 inches, with some localized amounts maybe getting up over an inch. The northern parts of the region will probably see a little bit greater rain as yet another frontal boundary eventually comes in behind that ridge of high pressure and produces 0.5 to 1.5 inches of rain once again. The temperature bias across the Midwest before we get to the end of next week will be a little bit more varied. We expect to see a warming trend take place in quite a few areas here over the next day or two. Highs in the western Corn Belt will be in the 80s and lower 90s here for the next couple of days, while the eastern Midwest continues to recover from recent 70 and 80 degree readings to readings that are mostly in the 80s to getting up around 90 degrees. As we move on into the weekend and into the early part of next week, we'll see a contrast in air mass temperatures with readings in the 80s and lower 90s in the lower and eastern portions of the Midwest, while temperatures in the far northwest start to cool down. By Monday afternoon, we will only be in the 70s once again in the upper parts of the Midwest, while 80s and lower 90s still prevail in other parts of the region. The frontal boundary may never get into the lower parts of the Midwest, and so the temperatures may continue to be 80s and lower 90s through the end of next week, and then we'll see that ridge of high pressure beginning to build up the Atlantic coast, and we'll see a little bit warmer weather in the easternmost parts of the region. In the meantime, seasonable temperatures will prevail in the western Corn Belt. The majority of the temperatures at night are likely to stay in the 50s and 60s during the coolest period coming up, while running in the 60s and lower 70s over the next few days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.